Enhanced contact tracing will aid in the uncovering of secret super spreader events, such as family parties and social gatherings, which are fueling the stubborn levels of COVID infection. So the Irish Independent reports in its lead story. Catherine Fagan writes that the new regime of tracing cases back 7 days will find missing links, which will help explain why infection numbers are not falling faster. The Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Irish Daily Star report that a number of Gardaí are self-isolating because they are being treated as close contacts of someone in mandatory hotel quarantine who tested positive for COVID-19. Teachers provide the main story for the Irish Examiner and Irish Times. The Examiner says that as their annual conferences get underway, the three teachers' unions are expected to bring forward emergency motions on potential industrial action over the government's decision to bump them down the vaccine priority list. Students could face disruption before the summer, the paper says. The Times reports that the government is resisting pressure to move teachers up the vaccination schedule. The paper notes that the unions have said that any industrial action will not affect the planned reopening of schools on the 12th of April. The Irish Daily Mail lead story also considers the near future. The government may look at return to outdoor dining as early as next month, thanks to promising new data on COVID transmission, the paper says. Ministers told the paper last night that they are excited at new figures from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre, which show that 0.1% of COVID transmission occurs outdoors. The Irish News reports that the body which purports to represent the UVF, UDA and Red Hand Commando was challenged last night to break its silence on the recent spate of loyalist street violence. The Loyalist Community Council last month announced that the paramilitary groups it speaks for had withdrawn support for the Good Friday Agreement. Its spokesman is David Campbell, a former chairman of the Ulster Unionist Party. Last night, the news says former UUP leader Mike Nesbitt said that despite consecutive nights of rioting, there was not a syllable from the LCC. Meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph reports that businesses in Newton Abbey were ordered by the South East Antrim UDA to shut their premises or risk being attacked ahead of a weekend of planned violence. The horse freewheeling Dylan and his jockey Ricky Doyle are pictured on the front pages of the Times, Independent and Examiner after what the Independent calls a seismic shock when they won the Grand National at Ferry House yesterday. The complete outsider created history when he won at odds of 150-1, the Independent says. Fairy tale ending, says the Times headline, over a photograph of jockey kissing horse.